Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Rule. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCaddy, and towards Hill, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Willard and he is out, Fishlin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Hill steals second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Carter scores. Willard moves to third. Fishlin moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Fishlin moves to third. Butler moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fishlin scores. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Keith Atherton now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 2 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Willard. Lansford moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Murphy reaches second base with a double. There goes Baker trying to get to home. Butler throws the ball into Franco, who relays the ball to Willard, who tags Baker, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fishlin strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Thompson now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Willard and he is out, Fishlin applying the tag. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 3 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman is walked intentionally. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Brian Clark now pitching. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Kingman tags and moves to third. Baker tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tom Waddell now pitching. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Mike Davis now playing center field. Bruce Bochte now playing first base. Steve Henderson now playing right field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Jerry Willard. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hill. Nixon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Chris Bando now catching. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins is hit by the pitch. Griffin moves to second. Jeff Barkley now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Griffin steals third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-4 in the game. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson bunts in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Jay Howell now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins bunts towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.